And a hermit crab called Crabapatra has clawed its way to the title of Miss Crustacean 1998. The pageant, held in Ocean City, New Jersey, is in its 23rd year. Crabapatra fought off 39 other entrants to take the title, including Leonardo DiCaprio and an ice skating crab called Tara Krabinski. And I'd like to say that was metaphorically fighting, not literally fighting.
Oh, right.
And now for the parsnip news, and I'd just
wait,
like
wait a
to
second,
say...
Before we get there, it was a what with Alan Shearer and all that?
And it was a what? No, Alan Shearer says that he...
No, he was jumping into the...
Into the furore, yes, I know.
Into the what?
Furore. How am I supposed to pronounce it then? We don't have a guide here for pronunciation of big words like that. And if you notice, I do normally stick to single syllables because they're much easier to say.
I think the phrase is furore.
Thank you, Nick. I'll call you next time I need guidance on anything. Can I carry on now?
Wow, what an attitude that she's got now.
Yeah, I have an attitude. Anyway,
seriously.
Anyway, now for the parsnip news, and I'd just like to say, the caller that asked for this, this is one of the most difficult I've ever had to do. Mm-hmm. So if I ever meet him in a dark alleyway somewhere, he'd better look out. There you go. Anyway, the creator of a revolutionary new bra says the inspiration for the design came from the humble parsnip.
What?
And for all those of you out there who actually wear these things, what sets this design apart is the wideness of the straps of the shoulder and the narrowness where they attach to the cup, enabling greater uplift and more comfort. And apparently that's where the parsnip comes in. And an environmental campaigner...
It was what, sorry? That's where the what?
That's where the parsnip
design came in. What the hell has a parsnip got to do with that?
Because a parsnip is wide at the top where the leaves are and narrow at the bottom where the rooty bit is. Apparently. Look, I just read it. I found the story. I don't know if it's true or not.
Talking to the newsreader again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can shut up as well. You're just the boss.
Have you read their style guide, Nick?
No. What style guide? Anyway, and an environmental campaigner called Parsnip has appeared at the High Court in London charged with squatting on Crystal Palace Park. The man, along with his friends King Arthur Pendragon, Mouse, Rat, Squirrel and Womble, all of whom gave their addresses as Big Willy Echo Billy, asked for the case to be adjourned to have time to show that a planned development would contribute to global warming, and their petition failed. So there you go, that's the parsnip news. And now...
Nothing to do with parsnips.
Yes, it was. They're both to do with parsnips. You just said parsnip news. You didn't tell me it had to be about the vegetable.
You have failed in this respect.
No, I have not.
And now the weather.
And now the weather. Talk radio satellite weather.
Here goes.
Most of Britain.
Everybody.
God, that was good. Most of Britain will be dry, but it will be turning quite chilly in many places.
Really?
A few more showers are likely in the north and northwest of Scotland. No, but any rain will be dying away.
No.
The low tonight will be 14 degrees centigrade.
You're singing over Ellen.
Oh, I'm sorry. What a lovely voice, but not as great as mine. Anyway, tomorrow... But almost, it'll be fine and dry across much of the country. It's hacked on.
Oh, blimey, she's singing now.
Yeah, well, you were singing earlier on. In fact, you and John, that was disgraceful. That was the worst pub singing I've ever heard. I've never heard of him.
Jesse Jones was a great show.
No, you're
showing
your age.
The newsreader is now giving her opinions. You just report the facts, man.
Where's your journalistic integrity, woman?
You know, we've most libeled most people on this programme.
And the temperature will be?
Yes, 25 degrees in the south and 22 degrees everywhere else.
Hallelujah. It's still summer, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. Your number one talk station, 1053 and 1089 AM, Talk Radio.
That's the way to deal with somebody like me. Just completely ignore, pretend I'm not here.
Sorry, did you say
that? Forget about it. Wow-wee! You ever seen Lemmy from Motorhead? Face like a relief map of the moon.
My house, you eat my food, you drink my drink. Who do you think you are, Nick Abbott?
You talking to me? Make you laugh, you're gonna get whacked back for the show. I'm telling you. You plunge back into Victorian times where you have to read by a candle and make your own entertainment. And I'm speaking right now to a person who makes his own entertainment nightly.
Nick Harris
and John
John Simons, who is the boss here. We're not kidding. He is actually the boss.
You know, people always say when they're doing these shows, oh, you should have heard the stuff we were talking about. You should have heard the stuff we were talking about while you were listening to the music.
Yes.
And can we just enlighten everyone what we were talking about while all that stuff was playing there?
What were we talking about?
We were talking about the weather.
Oh, the weather. That's how boring it is. Talking about what it's like outside.
No, I just came down from the northeast today, and it was freezing in the northeast this weekend. It was absolutely freezing compared to London.
The level on this is all to pot.
Yeah. I've asked them to get your own faders in here, by the way.
You have?
I have.
You asked engineering to get my faders in here for what did they say? Did they laugh uproariously?
They said that was very expensive.
Really?
I said, no expense spared for Nick Abbott.
Really? No, you actually said no expense spent.
I said, if Nick wants it, then Nick shall have it.
Unbelievable. You're the best boss I've ever had.
Yeah, I know.
Apart from all the other ones.
yeah, apart from that other guy.
Yes.
he's a nice guy.
He is, yeah. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Well, what else can I get you? We've got a new dishwashing cup machine. We need more cups.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what we need in the kitchen. It's broken already. Did you know that?
Well, the dishwasher.
The dishwasher's broken already.
That's an industrial dishwasher.
Right, well, they have... No, it's not. They have...
I was told that was a proper industrial dishwasher.
Really?
By doing industrial dishes.
But who told you that? The salesman?
No.
And did he give you a fake number?
it's an industrial dishwasher.
Well, it has to be held together with gaffer tape when it's on.
What is that? But don't all industrial dishwashers look like that?
No, nothing with the word industrial in front of it comes in white plastic either.
I said, shouldn't this be a polished stainless steel?
Yeah, exactly, you know? Yeah. Something would actually, you know...
So you don't think we should have paid £2,000
for
that?
Not for that, no.
you think that we were had...
A little ripped off there, I think, yeah. You need more cups because there's never any cups when we come in. You need... Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'll go out and buy you one.
Right.
Is a washing up brush. Because you come in and you need to wash up, you know, a plate or something like that.
Yeah.
And what they've... Have you seen what they've got? Or do you always get somebody to go and get your stuff?
You know, I try not to go in the kitchen.
Best advice, yeah. But they've got wire wool.
Yeah.
Which you could use maybe to take the stains off the floor, but not to wash a cup with.
That's great for cleaning your glasses if you wear spectacles. Yeah, I always use wire wool on mine.
And for your face as well. It really brings you up.
Well, actually, this is a true story. Do you want me to tell you a true story now?
No. It's
going to be... My granddad used to clean his... you know, we're not supposed to mention names of products.
Mm-hmm. But we're going to.
I'm going to do it again now. This is another thing that Nick and I debated while you were listening to somebody else, was about product names.
Yeah, whatever you say goes.
Yeah, well, I'm the boss, you know.
So. I'm going to get the blame. But
yeah. I'll say, he said what? He said that I was on the air with him?
Yes.
No. That's just that wild and wacky guy. No, my granddad used to clean his false teeth with Vim.
Ugh.
His false teeth with Vim.
Now, how did your grandmother feel about that?
You know, I never ever saw them in an intimate environment, you know, but I used to come in and he had another disgusting habit, which was blowing his nose on the face cloth, which, disgusting, yeah. But I used to come in to the bathroom now and again, and when I was a kid, and see him brushing his false teeth with Vim, and I always wondered why the gum part of the false teeth was black, and that was because he never used to bother with that bit at all.
He used
to do the teeth part with Vim.
Oh, well, now I'm feeling really
and that was in the days before they used to have like lemon fresh Vim, and you know, it was just regular Vim.
Must have tasted delicious. Right, are we done with you, Ben? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Blimey, why are you still there?
I don't know, you haven't cut me off, have you? Usually you cut us off.
You're the bloke with the rock band who's just fired his manager live on the air.
And the manager's been trying to get through to you.
That's right.
He's the dumbest SOB ever, he is.
So, what kind of music do you play?
Oh, it's indie, most of it is.
Indie? Do you do this one? Of course, all bands do this one.
You've got to be mocking.
I can see you in a cowboy outfit as we speak, Ben.
I think not.
You want to go out and get yourself some leathers, mate? 0500 1053 89. It's a free call.
These levels do not sound right.
They're crap, aren't they?
Levels okay.
Trying to dip them down as you're doing them, but I'll wait for that.
No, louder we want.
Yes, louder when the vocals come in.
Much louder, yeah.
The vocals come in.
Let's see if we can do it again. Craig,
the vocals have to come up.
Yeah, it should. Everything should be as loud as we are.
Yeah.
You're crap at this, Craig.
I recommended him for this job.
You did. You're fired.
Because he did such a great job with Scotty McClue last week.
He did? What was it like working with Scotty McNoClue?
He was lovely.
Was he?
Lovely guy, yeah. I couldn't understand. He had an interpreter.
Yeah,
but he was
like a word he said. Yeah. Right. Had a lot of complaints about Scotty McClue.
Well, actually, we didn't have many. We had this wave of affection for Scotty. And
we did.
What you expect.
There was lots of calls from North, wasn't
there? Yeah, we expected a lot of people complaining. Yeah. We only got a few complaints. Yeah. And a lot of
did you get mine?
It was great. I thought it was a bit of a giveaway when you signed it, N. Abbott.
Oh, really?
Damn it.
Have you gone yet, Ben?
Pardon?
Oh, blimey, you still there?
I'm still there, but...
Charlie's trying to get through to you. Charlie wants to talk to you now.
Yes.
Charlie wants to talk to me.
Yeah. And remember, Ben, Charlie don't surf. 0500 1053 89 is a pre-call. Let's get rid of him and come up with someone from Liverpool. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, good evening, Nick. Excuse me, it's me again. You know the guy who smashed his telly about a month ago?
Vaguely.
I was going to talk about television and in general, but the main thing I was going to think about, well, I haven't bought the telly yet because there's nothing on at all worth watching, I don't think. But do you remember Smiley, the bush kangaroo?
Smiley?
You know Smiley.
No,
you've been by a snake.
No, Skippy, the bush kangaroo.
Oh, Skippy, yeah, Skippy, yeah. But do you remember Smiley? He was in the programme.
Smiley, the bush kangaroo?
No, Skippy. No, Skippy was the bush kangaroo, but in the programme there was a young fella called Smiley.
Yeah, was that Skippy's brother?
And one day he was out, the flying doctor rang in to say, Smiley's been bitten by a snake, but he's going to be all right. Do you remember?
No, but thanks for taking us down to memory lane anyway, Peter. Good grief. How the hell did he get through? Here's one in, but you know, what a nice guy. Here's one in East Grinstead. Hello, William.
Just a minute, William. You're avoiding Darren here. Darren wants to sing the Casey Jones theme.
Well,
as well.
I think I'm doing the right thing in that respect. We'll get to you later, right. Darren.
Much still later to come. Because I think one of the things that you could do here...
Is trail ahead.
Is promo ahead a little bit more, right? If I'm going to have my boss's hat on now.
Okay.
So still to come, we have a woman who wants to talk about a Russian girl and a petrol station.
Yeah, I think it would be best if we didn't trail ahead.
That'll really hook them.
Yeah.
That'll get them coming on in their millions.
I can see them squirming on the hook as we speak. Here's one in East Grinstead. Hello, William.
All right, Nick.
How's it going?
All right, this is Belle and Sebastian. Are we talking about the same program with a really aggravating theme tune?
It was a fabulous theme tune, mate. Let's hear it right now.
Well, okay, here it comes. Is that the one?
No, that was rubbish. We're talking about, man, that wasn't Belle and Sebastian. Belle and Sebastian was this great operatic thing. It was lovely.
We must be talking, they must have redone the series or something. This would have been early 80s, though.
Early 80s? No,
what
way
are you
off.
Talking about?
This was a black and white program that was,
black and white?
Yeah, it was in the... Blimey, how old am I? It must have been early 70s.
Right. Well,
maybe late 60s.
I'm assuming it's the same storyline where there's a small boy and this big white dog. Can't remember what breed it is. Big, hairy dog.
It's like one of those... here, I'm going to make mention a brand name again. It's one of those Dulux dogs, wasn't it?
No. I think it was. It's like more like a wolf kind of dog.
If we go back much further, we'll be back to Muffin the Mule.
You got Muffin the Mule there, William?
Muffin. No, I've been told I mustn't do that.
Muffin the Mule. Okay, thanks a lot, mate. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call, and Craig's going nuts because we're 6 minutes past the ad break, but then that's the boss's fault.
Nick Abbott.
I mean, he's a stand-up guy. He really cares about you, too.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Just slightly late. But there's nothing I can do about that because it's not instant. 0500 1053 89. So we're going to get a washing up brush for the kitchen.
I will get a requisition order form for that.
We need some more cutlery because we've only got knives in there. There ain't no forks, nor nothing.
Well, we're a bit nervous about letting people loose with forks.
Forks, right. Yeah. Knives is okay.
Knives are fine.
Forks you can do damage with.
But knives are good.
Right, you could injure four people at the same time with a fork.
Forks. Very dangerous.
Yeah, so is saying the word. a couple of spoons would be nice.
Yeah.
What else?
Oh, we do have to put requisition orders in for
we
all
do?
These, yeah.
So who goes and gets them? Your PA?
No. So you can't get the PA to do things like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't go down and get you lunch and do your dry cleaning and stuff like that?
You can't get them to do anything like that
really?
These days, no. There are certain rules of engagement that apply here.
There are?
Yeah. And that crosses the line.
What, doing personals?
Oh, casual.
Chores? Yeah.
Actually, she did take my suit to the dry cleaners once, but it cost me a fortune.
She probably ripped you off.
So I never asked her again.
Right, here we go, back at it again. Here's one...
I'll see you about the brush.
Okay, here's one in... that's a result so far already. Here's one in Colchester. Hello, Darren?
Nick.
Darren.
Yeah, first of all, balance of bashing. I can sort that one out for you if you want me to.
Go on, then.
That would be excellent.
Okay, then. It was a 64-65 French set in the Alps.
That's right.
And it wasn't a St. Bernard dog. It was a big white fluffy thing.
Mm-hmm, right.
And just a little kid. And it was a lovely theme tune. I can't remember how it goes, though, but it's...
Wait a minute. When you said you were going to sort it out for us, I thought you meant that you had it at hand. You mean you're going to sing it?
They've never released it in Britain. And the one the bloke was playing earlier on was a remake in the early 80s. It's a cartoon.
They made a cartoon of that?
Yeah.
Darren's obviously an expert on TV trivia.
I'm a geek, man.
Yeah. John will give you your own show at the weekend.
Fantastic.
You could easily get that.
Okay.
And can you sing us Casey Jones's theme?
Yeah, okay then. You ready?
Yeah.
Right. Casey Jones, steaming and rolling. Casey Jones, you'll never have to guess when you hear the toot, not the whistle.
Yeah.
Casey at the throttle of the can.
Paul Express, yeah. Well, I thought I was fairly close there, actually.
And it's played by Alan Hale Jr.
Okay,
Alan Hale Jr.
Listen, Darren, that was fabulous. I'll send you a one-way ticket. Thanks a lot, mate. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Here is one. Can we have a few fewer singers? Here's one on a mobile. Better take him straight away, otherwise he'll get cut off. Hello, Mark.
Oh, hi, Nick. Yeah, just talking about old programs. Trying to remember, I think there were old Czechoslovakian TV shows, and I can only remember some of the characters in it. There was a singing ringing tree, there was a little dwarf, there was a princess, and some big spooky fish, and there were a whole stack of interesting characters.
Right.
And I can't for the life of me remember what, and there must have been, oh God, 90, it must have been made in the 50s, maybe the 40s, silent stuff, apart from odd things, but there was this singing ringing tree. It was like a magical tree.
Uh-huh. You haven't been eating a lot of mushrooms, have you, Mark?
Oh, plenty of mushrooms. I couldn't survive without them, to be honest. Yeah, that and sniffing all sorts of...
Okay, let me do them, okay?
Any clues.
But not when you're driving on the M40.
No, that's good.
Yeah, well, I need to take something to do this journey. Up and down the motorway.
All right, sing us a couple of bars of Purple Haze now. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call.
This is rather misleadingly turning into a bit of a topic, this TV thing.
I know, yeah. Well, once they've got the bit between their teeth, then, you know, suddenly we're... In a moment, we'll be talking about old sweets you used to be able to buy.
I'm sorry about that.
So that'll be the last... what we've got up.
What do you mean, like Spangles?
Oh, here we go. Spangles were great. And there's a Craig in there who's got a pack of Spangles. Why haven't we got any Spangles?
Oh, refreshers. Do you want a refresher?
Well, no, we're talking about
Spangles. Still do
now.
Spangles?
Yeah, they're revamped.
Oh, all right, yeah, the revamped one.
Oh, I see, revamped. They're like fresh for the 90s, are they?
Yeah, in the house again. It's the kids, Nick. They keep you... I'm going bald, you see.
Yeah.
The kids kind of keep me with it.
How old are you?
Oh, 26.
Stop hanging out with the kids.
Yeah. I know, yeah, but I just...
To them, you're ancient. You're kind of like a joke to them. The old geezer with no hair who tries to be young. And they're, sniggering behind you when they're...
I didn't even come in here tonight and see Craig could have done the job easily.
Exactly. Well,
I could have had the night off.
No. Is that right?
Why does Sick Boy never say anything?
Because he's busy talking to the freaks who call us up.
Have you instructed Sick Boy not to say anything?
No, no, but if you did his job, like, I challenge you to go in there and do his job for 5 minutes, you'd be over speaking for the rest of your life.
I'm a debilitated wreck, John.
Yeah.
Oh, is he speaking now?
I do speak as well. Yeah. Amazing.
Occasionally, but usually only for money.
Yeah.
Why is he called Sick Boy?
Would you like me to tell you?
Leave it. Let's not go there.
All right. His astonishing emetic ability.
Is it?
Yeah. Here's one in Stafford. Stuart, you're on Talk Radio.
Oh, hi, Nick. Sorry, but I'm going to carry on this theme or topic which you don't really want to do. But
okay, well, just before, just in case the Sick Boy makes a mistake and racks up another one, we don't want any more about TV, okay? That's a direct order.
Yeah. We can talk about something else if you're on.
No, go ahead.
We're intrigued about the Russian girl in the petrol station.
Oh, you already know. Yeah, well, doesn't anybody else remember this?
What's that?
It was on British television, without a doubt. I was very young at the time. It was late 60s. And there was this
You know what they say about the 60s, don't you?
What's that? If you can remember.
I can't remember.
But I was only about 4 at the time. So, I mean, I thought it was quite fascinating. This little girl works at a petrol station every day. One car sort of turned up, like Siberia or somewhere.
You are making it up.
No.
Russian TV in the 60s?
Yes, indeed. It was on, I'm sure it was on BBC or somebody like that. And I do remember it. It had subtitles, surprisingly.
I think they used to call these trade test transmissions. I used to watch all these because my granddad was quite well off, and he got a colour TV very early.
Is this the same granddad that used to with the vim on the teeth?
Yeah. That was part of the secret of his success.
Right.
The vim on his teeth.
Mm-hmm. Saving on toothpaste.
Yeah.
At the end of this programme, by the way, they always used to say, Spasibo, tavarish, and things like that.
It seems to have made a big impression on you.
Yeah.
Then.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what that means?
Yeah, thank you, comrade.
All right.
Spasibo, tavarish. Which...
Yeah, it was definitely a test transmission.
Okay. Well, I don't know, but actually, just a thought on something. I rang a couple of months ago, actually, listening to this program, obviously, about assaults on cyclists with root vegetables. Nobody else had heard of that either.
Yeah,
it was in the news. It was in the press.
Was that showing the 60s too?
But nobody else has heard of it. Enlightened me on it. I'd love to know what actually happened, because there was a bloke hit with a raw turnip as he was cycling.
Mm-hmm.
It was thrown from a window of a car as it went past. This man was quite ill, apparently.
Well, better it'd be raw than, in a stew.
Hot,
yes.
Hot, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but we always advise cyclists to carry a leek.
Well, so they can bat away the...
Yeah, to hit the turnip away.
...root vegetable. But, I mean, I'd love to know if anybody else heard anything about this, because...
Okay, well, as soon as you get your own show, Stuart, you can make that the first topic. 0500 and Zabia, you bastard, or whatever that was in Russian. What was it?
Spasiba.
Yeah, it was close. 0500.
Did you swear that?
No, that was Russian.
All right, okay.
0500-1053-89. It's a free call. Here is one in London. It's a London thing, isn't it?
Hello, Nick. How
William,
are you?
William, I'm all right, mate.
You're fine. Great to hear. And I must say, the guy who was hit with a turnip, was he a Swede? And I thought Domestos was a Greek island. But I've got to say, I'm sorry to go back to TV series, but there's one in the 1980s called Secret Valley. It was Australian, and it was shown on ITV in around 84, 85. All I remember was the theme tune was the one to Waltzing Matilda. Don't know if you remember it. I think it was Big Down Under.
I wish that I was Big Down Under, William. It was a London thing. Everybody. E-I-E-I-E-I-O.
Stick in your family album. Yep.
Exactly. Well, I've got that one too. Would you like to hear that one?
Yes, please.
Stick it in your family.
Sing along.
I don't know. Do we want to sing along?
Maybe you don't want me to.
Which one is that? It's not Underneath the Arch. Oh, it's What a Picture, isn't it? Bum, yeah,
what a picture. I like you, Nick.
You're crap at this.
I must say one other thing. Your newsreader, Nikki, is one of the sexiest voices on the radio, I've got to say.
Yeah, well, wait till you see her.
Wait till you see me.
I carry
a lot of weight
in
today,
shock.
Sir.
I can't believe you just said that. Oh, no. Okay, listen, William, we've got to go because there's about to be a death in here.
Death? Yes. One more thing.
Oh, bloody hell.
I once phoned
thing.
Up the National Society for the Deaf, but nobody heard the phone ring.
Okay.
Okay.
There's one to leave on. Sound like a DJ to me. Here's one in London. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Nick. How are you? Hello?
Well, I don't know. Let's see.
Carry on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, you're coming through loud and clear now. Just clear up the shooting TV again. I won't stay in for too long.
No.
You had a caller earlier. No. He was talking about a programme about some boy who goes down in a lift.
Mm-hmm.
Or should I rephrase it, I think. He actually goes down into a lift, into a sort of a magical land on, you know, past the basement.
Yeah.
That was called King of the Castle.
Really? I've never heard of it.
Yeah. It was on for, you know...
Kind of like a Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe sort of thing going on.
Yeah, fantasy sort of rubbish, you know. Let's see, the dog in Belle and Sebastian, that was a Pyrenean mountain dog.
Blimey, you know the lot.
Well, no, I'm not an anorak, but I do remember some of them.
No, Michael, you are an anorak.
No, I don't wear an anorak.
Well, you sound like an anorak.
Yeah,
there's a train, mate. You better get your notebook out. You might not have this number.
Well, I sound about 34 years old, so that's my problem, actually. Going back to your newsreader, she actually mentioned parsnips, the root a bit. A parsnip is a root.
She's gorgeous, by the way.
Yeah, she's lovely, beautiful. What's the next piece going to be on the news? I can suggest something about jockstraps.
Okay, suggest away. Like I said, when you get your own show, that'll be your first topic too. Parsnips. That was my choice. What should we have her do next time? Tomorrow? Your call, John.
Can I have some time out for that?
Some time out for that?
Yes,
okay.
I just want to think about that.
Time's up. Topics for tomorrow. I'll take another call while you concentrate on that one.
Well, you've got to come up with something good here for this.
Yeah.
It's got to be a challenge for it.
Right.
Or do you just make it up off the top of your head?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Just whatever occurs to me. We'll get a dictionary in here and we'll flip it open to whatever page it opens at, and that'll be the topic. How's that?
Yeah, okay.
You like that? Can we have a dictionary in here, please? This is a place of learning and words. Can we have a dictionary in here at all? Would that be possible? Do we own a dictionary in this building?
Well, it's just looking.
Thank you so much.
Scott used to have one.
He did?
Yeah, but someone nicked it.
Well, Scott's got six drawers out there. It's probably in one of those. Lockable six
lockers. Did you get your drawers?
No.
Well, that sums this place up.
Here's one in... Have we done you? Chesant?
No.
Okay.
No.
Let's do you now.
Right. Sir Henry at Rawlinson's End. Have you ever seen that film? Viv Stanshall.
Viv Stanshall. No. I'm familiar with the audio pieces he used to do.
Yeah, no. Well, I was just going to say, I wonder if anyone knows much about it, because all I remember is he pulls the funniest face I've ever seen when he stands behind somebody on the stage. He looks like he's in a really old, scruffy old place. I think it's Carol's flat or something, I don't know. But he's wandering down the stairs and he just stands up behind somebody and he just pulls a ridiculous face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, can I make an observation?
No,
right. About the two of the presenters, where they live. About the,
Hello?
Yeah. Right. I don't know if you can read anything into this, but I've looked on the map, and Paul Ross lives between two villages. One's called Codmore, and one's called Bignore.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Tommy Boyd lives between Small Dole and Littlehampton.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know where they live?
Well, they're always mentioning it because Paul once told Carol to come round with Mitch, you know, Tarmac, and they couldn't find it. And he was telling you how to get there. He was a bit stupid, really.
I'll say.
Yeah. He was telling you exactly what, you know, what the phone box it was opposite and the wall that goes round the house.
What?
Big house. And,
Paul Ross has got a house with a big wall around it.
No, it's opposite, I think, the one with the big wall. Actually, I went past it today.
He's giving his address out on the air?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what does the place look like?
Well, I'm saying I've went past it. I mean, I wasn't sure which house, but I mean, I went past that wall.
And
I won't say where it is.
Is it in a nice area?
Yeah. Nice area in Sussex. They're both in Sussex.
Are you sure it was the right wall?
It was a wall of a big stately home, I think, yeah.
Did it say, this is Paul Ross's wall?
No, it was opposite the wall, and Carol and Mitch couldn't find it. When they went looking for it. Yeah. I don't know, but I suppose they saw a pub on the way.
She was going around saying...
Right, so what are we doing?
And I think you're right in that respect. The first answer that came out was... Booze.
Nick?
Yes.
Yeah, last week I phoned up and you said, was that one of those in jokes? It was actually a Carol joke.
What was that?
Well, you said we're talking about the top 10 things not to say when having sex.
I was?
And I felt a bit of an idiot, yeah, because I phoned up and said, I had spoke to my mate on the Greek islands, and they said the taboo thing there to say at the moment was, have I told you about my mate Mitch? And you thought it was me just with an in-joke, but it was a Carol joke.
Right, but it still remains unfunny.
Well, yeah, I know, but at least you think it was an in-joke with talk radio.
Yeah, and at least you've taken up a lot of our valuable time. Thanks a lot, John. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. And the boss looks like he's ready to kill himself.
It never ceases to amaze me, the quality of the caller that you get on your show, Nick. So here we go. We're just going to open it up with anything?
Open up the dictionary and whatever it is, whatever the first word, well, perhaps not the first one, but the second one.
Kangaroo rat.
Kangaroo, okay, well...
kangaroo rat.
Well, she'll never come up with a kangaroo rat.
A small nocturnal, right... American rodent.
Oh, she's holding her head in her hands now.
Which is very long.
Mm-hmm.
And also has very long hind legs and a long tail, so called because it hops in a manner similar to a kangaroo. That's it. Kangaroo rat.
Right, did you hear that, Nicky the Newsreader? Kangaroo rat tomorrow.
Unfortunately, I did. I'd just like to remind John that I can make your life a misery by appearing at the door of your office every day with one complaint or another. Would you like to revise that decision?
What? Kangaroo rat?
I've never heard of them. I think that's fictional.
I think kangaroo rat is what we're going to have a story on
kangaroo
tomorrow
rat.
in the new news. Yeah. Sure,
I think I'll be lucky if I find anything about the kangaroo rat.
Well, you'll be fired if you don't.
It's an American rodent. Which has very long hind legs,
yeah.
And it bounces along like a kangaroo.
And we particularly are interested in its long hind legs.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Maybe there's like some animal rights people might loose some off in the New Forest or something.
Yeah. Or maybe an Australian chef might chop us up a couple.
I'll start looking now because I have nothing better to do.
Set kangaroo rats out to look for the minks.
Thanks, John. I love you too.
I don't know, but the newsreading staff has such a bad attitude in this building, don't they?
A simple request.
I know.
That's going to work on your show, Nick.
Right.
John decided that there was only me would do because I do have a bad attitude.
Yeah.
He could have given you a nice newsreader, but, you know, thought, no.
Try to get someone to read the news on your show and James Whale's show. You know, it's not an easy job.
Right, well, we need to have a meeting tomorrow, John.
Okay.
0500 1053 89. It's a free one as we start going through them again. And here is one in Liverpool. Hello, Jeff. You're on Talk Radio.
The Jimmy Greaves off his box. Vinnie Jones isn't off his box. George Best off his box. Hillier's the poor Gascoigne off his box. Gary Lineker, a nasty person off his box, as Mr. Boring, nasty person, with me is...
Okay, there's a guy with too much time on his hands. Hello, Hayes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I was just talking to your young man on the switchboard, and we were talking about... I was just taking a guy to Heathrow, an American chap, and we were talking about this...
Are you a cab driver?
No, I'm a chauffeur.
Okay.
And,
you insulted him then?
Yeah. Is it like one of those sort of chef and cook things?
Yeah, it's the difference between a quack and a doctor.
Right.
And,
excuse me?
We're talking about Mr.
Wait a second. Oh, a quack and a doctor. Oh, that's a quack and a doctor. Right. I thought you got a rude one past me for a second there. Okay, carry on.
He was hovering over that big throbbing red button there.
To say nothing of my big knob.
Yes, I was just thinking that kangaroo rat sounds about right, doesn't it? Small American rodent.
Who is?
I was saying about the reason he got into such problems was he was actually... teaching her to wrestle.
Who is he talking about? Bill Clinton?
Right. Yeah. He was actually teaching her to wrestle.
Has he made the announcement yet?
But she didn't realise that a lip lock wasn't a wrestling hold.
Okay, it's another comedian. 0500 1053 89. Better than most. Here's one in Glasgow. Hello, Katrina.
Hi, Nick. I have got William Shatner's version of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
I love your song, Wake Up Boo, or whatever that was. Monday mornings, I can't stand them, whatever hell you did with the waves. That was great.
You know, I was talking to her, Katrina.
Oh, you were?
On Friday, yeah. Because she's a radio presenter now.
She is?
She is.
Katrina and the Waves.
Well, the Waves are. Katrina is.
Right.
Like, okay, she's crowded with all of them, you know.
They could be her sidekicks.
Yeah. Anyway, no, she is. She's a radio presenter now.
Really? Doing
are
what?
Presenting radio shows.
But what kind of radio shows? What's the format?
Well, she filled in for Steve Wright on Radio 2.
Steve's in the morning?
Steve Wright. It's not... Because you got a call on a few weeks ago about you doing two shows.
on a different radio station.
Do I?
Yeah. And people are always nervous about mentioning other radio stations.
Yeah, I don't want
on
it.
A radio station.
I don't mention them here or here there. Yeah.
I know. But you were verging on the ridiculous. Anyway,
now what
shall we
Katrina?
Go back to yeah. Katrina in Glasgow?
Yes, thank you.
She has tonsillitis.
Do you?
Yes. If I could tell in a couple of months. Do you want to hear William Shatner's version of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
You want to whip them out, Katrina? Or have them taken out for you?
Do you still get lots of ice cream when you've had them out?
I didn't get them taken out. This is only the second time I've had it in a couple of months.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
Oh, you should go to the doctor and... because
I got some pain. I'm going to the doctor soon.
Do you get them a lot?
Well, it's the second time this month. Second time in a few months.
Because I have been plagued with mine for my entire life, and I wish I'd had mine out, because I'd probably have a deeper voice now, wouldn't I? Probably have one of those great, like Scott. I've just been like Scott. Like
all right, you're mighty out.
Instead of this whiny, nasal thing I've got in my
heart. I don't think you should be encouraging people to have surgery willy-nilly.
Well, I don't believe that I did. I thought that I advised her to go to her doctor.
Oh, yeah, a surgical procedure. You know what you need on this show? You need a spot every week where you have a doctor on giving advice.
Probably not.
And you could alternate that with the vet.
With the vet, yeah. That's a good idea, yeah.
Hey, Nick, do you want to hear this or not?
Probably not, but let's find out.
Okay, I hope I got the distance right.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers.
Yeah.
Yellow.
Okay.
That's quite possible the worst recording I've ever heard.
Just unbelievable.
He was definitely away with a mixer there, wasn't he?
It was William Shatner. I think the first syllable is the important one in that name. Okay, thanks a lot, Katrina. 0500-1053-89. It's a free call. We are going to do the break smack on time, ladies and gentlemen. It's a miracle.
Impressive.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
It makes me feel very, very horrified.
Who's this?
The 45 King.
It's the what?
The 45... Sorry, I'll say properly. The 45 King.
The 45 King.
Yeah, you're supposed to say, yo, it's the 45 King.
Yo, mother.
Is it the 45, as in 45 for the over 40?
Yeah, Hobbit.
I can't understand a word he says.
Mm-hmm.
What language are you speaking in there, Grace?
It is, remember, in the house language.
Really? Is my mic up?
Yeah.
Are we on?
Are you sure?
Because Nick keeps forgetting to say ba-ba.
Oh, yeah, ba-ba.
Very true, huh?
Yeah, I forgot about that. I've only got 20 minutes in which to say it. So it looks like I'm off the hook. Are you sure my mic's on? I can't hear myself.
Yeah,
suppose. How am I peeking?
I don't think you ever have, Nick.
We're seeing a very few calls from Scotland and Ireland and Wales here.
Good, that's good.
Yeah. You don't like Scotland and Ireland?
Of course I do. I just don't like speaking to them on the phone, that's all. Here's one in Cornwall. Hello, Charlie.
I've just heard that I was sacked.
Yeah, what a way to do it.
Charlie,
they phoned up and said, listen to Talk Radio.
Right.
And we're best buddies and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And what do I hear on live on national radio? I'm sacked.
Yeah. So,
well, I was going to quit anyhow.
Well, all right. easy for you to say that now.
They didn't. I know he's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Missed the 20%.
No, they wouldn't put any practicing in.
Yeah.
They wouldn't put any effort in for the gigs or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to get more gigs. None of them were good enough for them. So I've got plenty of options left for me. So I'd like to tell him that I don't really care.
You've got plenty of options, man. You're a manager without a band. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'd get a new band. Just you wait.
But there aren't any young people in Cornwall. As soon as young people get old enough in Cornwall, they leave.
What are you talking about? What do you know about Cornwall?
Nice ice cream.
Yeah, I know nothing about Cornwall. Tintagel is there.
Who?
That's all I know. Tintagel, mate. That's in Cornwall. You should know that.
Is it? Well, I know that Roswell won't be in Cornwall for much longer.
It's been in the news and everything. Roswell, okay, this band that called in about half an hour or so.
This so-called band.
And wanted to fire their manager, who is a lazy, no-good, do-nothing.
No. Completely the opposite.
And they fired you on the air, having told you to call up and listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Well, how many gigs did you get then?
Yeah, here we go.
Well, down pubs.
Just gigs.
Story, right?
Never mind about it. And just how many? Answer the question, man.
How many?
Yes.
Four or five.
In what period of time?
About a year.
A year? Yes. They were right to fire you.
Listen to this, Nick. Don't cut me off now.
Mm-hmm.
I got them a good deal down, it's called the Dolphin.
Yes.
Just down from where we live.
Yeah.
And the bloke said, how much do you want? So I was willing to haggle with them.
Yeah.
And guess what they said?
What?
We'll just have some free drink.
They wanted to play for free drink?
Yeah. They're all 16 years of age. Can you believe that? They want free drink.
Well, they might have meant they wanted orange squash.
No, not orange squash.
Aren't they? Well...
Alcoholic beverages.
Beverages?
That's what.
Have you been having some free drink yourself, Charlie?
No.
Sounds like you cut the deal in your favour.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd just like to tell them...
I think it's the 10% that's screwing you up there, Charlie.
Listen to me, Nick. I just want to tell them, because I know they'll be listening.
Yeah.
But I don't care. And I was going to quit anyway. They're like the Sex Pistols.
They're like the Sex Pistols?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you just quit the wrong band.
No.
You'll find that you can't smile without them, Charlie. They should have done this one. This is great. How can you not like Barry?
He's a real pro.
I know. Here's one. Have you finished whining yet?
Well, no, not really.
Oh, blimey. Call another show. Here's one in Watford. Oh, Billy.
Hi, Nick.
Billy.
Hi, John.
Hi.
How you doing, John? Who needs Kev?
I'm just trying to fill Kev's big boots.
You're doing well.
Filling Kev's hole.
It's a tricky job,
the hole
you had,
that Kev
has. You had a caller on about...
It's only
that.
Tricky when you're on, though.
About 10 minutes ago, talking about Viv Stanshall.
Yes.
So Henry at Rawlinson End.
Mm-hmm.
He's the greatest comic genius that ever lived.
That's what Spike Milligan says, yeah.
Well, no, I mean... Well, him and Spike Milligan.
That's what Phil Silvers says, too.
I'd have to intervene there on Groucho Marx.
Yeah, well, that was going to be my next one. And Laurel and Hardy might raise a finger of complaint about that, too. Yeah.
Maybe, but I mean...
Groucho would definitely.
That... So Henry at Rawlinson End, there was an LP, there was a film. The film is mediocre, to say the least. But the LP is the funniest thing that I've ever heard.
Because another DJ on another radio station used to play Henry at Rawlinson's End on his little sessions thing that he used to do. Mm. And it was quite brilliant every time. But the film, often films like those classic British comedies are flat out not funny. You know, films that they made of other things, of TV shows particularly. I mean, was there one single film made of a television show that was any good in this country? Like any at all? And Dad's Army film has kind of stretched it out too far. And the end part where they... I kind of like the end part where they pulled away from Steptoe and Son.
No.
I thought it was pretty good.
Really?
As far as movies from TV shows go. I can hear birds in the background.
Yeah, that's, Torquay.
That's a hell of a lot of birds, man. They're really...
That's Torquay.
You're there, got to learn to control that.
Yeah, I put the blanket over their cage immediately. Sounds like they're getting out of hand. Okay.
Nice.
All right, thanks a lot, Billy. We, all I want is that you enjoy your bird. Here's one in, London. Hello, Rob. Rob.
Hello, Nick.
Rob.
Good evening, Nick. Good evening, John. Good evening, sick boy.
Your sick boy's asleep.
Is he? I wish I was as well, mate. Not with him, though, you know what I mean?
He's recovering from a severe illness.
Really?
My personality.
Nick, on Friday night, you mentioned the Life's This tour.
Yes, This Life's This, yes.
Did you see the video of it at all?
I did.
Do you reckon it was any good?
It was fantastic. I saw it not as a video, but when I was at school in Edinburgh, the Stiffs people came around. I didn't actually see the tour itself, but they played the film, and I skived off school that day because I flat out didn't want to miss it. And they played some Devo videos on just before it. It was just absolutely fabulous. No, the Stiffs, I wish that you could buy that now, but I guess you can't.
Well, I saw it on rental only in a local video shop. One of the lesser known. It wasn't the big shop, the big high street one, but it was another one that's fairly large in London.
and it was available as a rental thing.
Really?
But it was only like one cover, which had the, it was the album cover, it had Reckless Eric on it, Larry Wallace.
Police who, car, yeah.
Yeah, who incidentally, last I heard, was, I don't know how true it is, he's a diving instructor in Spain.
You're joking.
That's what I was told by Larry... a friend of mine, who was, he was out in Marbella about 2 months ago. And he said, diving by Larry Wallace, and it said in brackets, former former English punk rock star.
Really?
Yeah.
How fantastic is that?
Now, I don't know whether to believe it or not, but I mean, I had the album many years ago until my dog mullered it with her claws.
There's a dog to put down.
Sorry?
There's a dog to...
she went some years ago,
exactly,
mate.
Exactly, okay.
What I wanted to ask you, though, with your connections in radio, elsewhere, is it available...
There are no jobs available at this moment, thank you.
No, it wasn't that.
Well, he keeps sacking everyone.
I thought you were going to cut me off there for a minute.
I'm saying nothing. I'm pretending I didn't hear it.
You keep stum, mate. You
yes.
keep stum.
No,
the thing was,
I'm
going to
get blamed for that, though. Go on.
Is it available on a compact disc at all, rather than on vinyl, do you know?
Is what available?
The Stiff's album.
Oh, the Stiff's live Stiff. I don't know. I've only got it on vinyl.
No.
I don't know. Craig is young and happening and hanging out with the kids. What do you think?
Same as you, don't know.
You don't know. We'll put him down as a query. Thanks a lot, Rob.
0500-1053-89.
It's a free call. We are stopping only to restart.
Nick Abbott.
He should be blown off this earth, basically.
Creative Kev, who is at this moment, I don't know, probably throwing up in the doorway of a shoe shop.
He's somewhere hot.
Is he?
Yeah.
Clacking.
I tell you something, Nick, this show really flies by.
A couple of hours.
I think you should be on 3 hours, actually.
No.
Like you are on a Friday night. It's the Friday night bonus show.
Yeah, Dress Down Friday.
Yeah, when you're on for 3 hours.
Yeah.
I think you should do 3 hours every night.
No, I don't think the public would like that at all.
You can never tell.
No, you have to listen to the public, Sean.
We'll do a focus group on that.
Yes.
Because that's what I do. Apart from the lunches, I do a lot of focus groups.
A lot of focus groups. Who pays for them?
Oh, well, we do.
Right.
You know, we wouldn't compromise ourselves in having anyone else pay for them.
Okay.
Unless it was a commercial for them.
Right.
And then that would be okay.
You're a true professional in that respect. 0500-1053-89, just 7 minutes left with me and the boss, and here is one in Leeds. Hello, John.
Hi, how you doing?
All right. Okay, good call.
Still there?
Yes.
Yeah, hey, I heard you were trying to give that new lady some trouble about the American kangaroo rat, right?
No, it's an American kangaroo rat?
It said that, an American rodent.
Oh, really?
Can we just move off that quickly, John, because we are running short of time.
Yeah.
Now, there's a DJ on the radio in Oklahoma. How long is it since you lived there?
Oh, Jesus, 9 years.
Oh, it might be in, after that period, but who does wind-ups, and he does an impression of an old guy berating people. And he did one where someone had reversed into his statue. He had a statue in his garden of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah.
And someone had reversed into his dozy. So was he on the radio when you were there?
I don't know. It might have been somebody. Have you ever heard of Dave and Dan? They're wind-up DJs that do that kind of thing.
Dave and Dan, the wacky morning crew?
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy was very funny. But I just thought I'd move on. Should we go back to the rat?
Yeah, let's
go. Well, there's something else they got in the States, and you can ask her about this. It's called a jackalope.
A jackalope?
Yeah, it's a cross between a jackrabbit and an antelope.
You're making this up.
Oh, no, just hear me out. It is made up, okay?
Oh.
But what they do is they take horns and stick it on a stuffed jackrabbit, and they sell them to, like, Japanese tourists all through Oklahoma and Texas for, like, 50 quid.
And they actually
buy them because they think it's the real thing.
Is this... Wait a minute. Back up one moment. Are these live animals?
No. Well, they used to be live rabbits, and then when they died, they stuff them.
Oh, okay.
And then they put horns on them. I'm sure there's going to be some kind of British group over here calling me at home now, asking me what the heck's going on.
So first you stuff the... what was it called?
A jackrabbit.
First you stuff the jackrabbit, and then you stuff the Japanese
tourists. Exactly.
Right.
Can we just be quiet a minute here?
What is that in the background?
Yeah, what's going on there?
It's BBC Two, I think.
We asked. All right, thanks a lot, mate.
You do get a more intellectual caller.
Yes, you do. Thank God for you, John. And but only if, you know, from other countries.
Are we nearly finished now?
Kind of, yeah. Should we do Screenless right at the end of the show?
Go on.
Do you know what Screenless is? You're not going to like this.
Go on.
Right, 0500 1053 89. Sick Boy can take a rest now. As soon as you're on, that means you're on. We'll just pluck you right off the board. Because that's just, you know, it's just something to do. 0500 10 53 89. It's a free call. If you ever tried to call in and not get through, now is the ideal time to do it. Do you take some of these now? Okay, when you hear me speak to you, that means you're on. Hello?
Okay, thank you, mate.
That was it? What a superb call.
No.
This is what... you waited just a little too long.
This is working very well, Nick.
I know, so far it sucks. Here's another. Hello?
What was the shocking news?
The shocking news? Oh, I think that was about,
All right.
We don't want to talk about that, right?
No.
No. A little too shocking. Here's another one. Hello?
We love him.
Here's another. Hello? A heavy breather. And another one. Yes, you're on talk radio.
Log in now to www.nicknabbott.com.
That's right, all the freaks have got together and there's about half a dozen websites that people who have absolutely nothing else to do.
Yeah, and I've heard about that.
And they've all teamed up and they've got all just the one address now for
right.
People who can't think in long numbers. It's www dot whatever he just said. Here's another one. Hello?
Like this, like that, in a rubber duck style, and feeling quite rude. Me feeling like,
That's Craig's brother just called.
In the house.
Yeah, here's another one. Hello? Too late, mate. We don't want anything on a mobile for the rest of this show. Here's another. Hello?
John Simons. Stop James Whale's racist abuse of Scottish people.
And another one. Yes, sir.
Madam. I like big right. girls.
Like big girls. But, sir, do big girls like you? We'll never know. Here's another one. Hello?
What the Romans ever done for us?
What? Roads? Roads they've done for us. That's one thing. Here's another one. Hello? Too late. Be faster. Yes, you're on talk radio.
Where's Caesar the Geezer?
Oh, painful.
He's with the Romans.
Yeah. Happiness is a warm gun. What's that? Sounds like John Lennon. Here's another one. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, yeah. Screenless.
Screenless.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Oh, your mama is so fat. Belt size is the equator.
Okay, you're not a stand-up, are you?
No.
Okay, good. Choose another profession. Anything else? Here's another one. Hello?
I said no to drugs, but they just wouldn't listen.
And another. Yes, sir?
Kevin eats hot cross buns. Kevin eats hot cross buns. Kevin eats hot cross buns. Nick Abbott.
Okay, how long did it take you to come up with that?
A few minutes
badly spent. So that was me and the boss on Talk Radio. Ho ho, and James Whale is next. That was John Simon and Craig in there and Sick Boy, and I'm Nick Abbott. I'll be back on the radio with none of these people, or some of them, or all of them. Who can tell? Tomorrow.
Broadcasting the best news coverage to our biggest ever audience. 2.8 million listeners from the Talk Radio News Centre across the UK on 1053 and 1089 AM. This is Talk Radio News.
It's 9 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Nikki Cardwell.